This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The challenges facing cities in an age of climate change and technological innovation will be highlighted at the World Urban Forum, held in Abu Dhabi between the 8th and 13th of February. Before he left for the UN's annual conference on the urban environment, Haoliang Shu, director of the UN Development Programme's Department of Policy and Programme Support, sat down with Matt Wells from UN News. Mr. Shu revealed that there's a growing trend of city leaders looking to the UN to help solve an increasingly complex set of problems.
What we are seeing now is that cities and governments are coming to us increasingly with more and more complex asks, right? For example, how do you help us? How do we work together to design a city strategy to deal with the impact of climate change? But that question needs to be answered from many different angles, from infrastructure, from governance, from investment, and from service delivery, and from many, many different aspects. So these are new phenomena we see.
Can you give me some examples of the kind of things that UNDP would like politicians and others who lead cities to be doing more of? I mean, are there common things that every city can do?
I think there are definitely a lot of issues that are in common in developing countries, in cities, you know. And what we would like to advocate, for example, is really for local governments, for municipal governments, together with the national governments, to think strategically, right? Think long-term, think, you know, use new tools that we can deploy, you know, to think strategically, but, you know, act practically and act, you know, quickly, right? And our program interventions are typically through our support to local governance, right? To localization of the SDGs, you know, to bring international goals to city level, right? We work with a lot of cities on energy transition to increase the share of renewable energy, to improve the energy efficiency of buildings, right? And, for example, we work a lot with youth to focus on local economic opportunities, right? So that they can, you know, be part of this, you know, development process.
If you're going to sort of offer tailored solutions to specific cities, is there one particular kind of category of city, if you like, that needs the most help?
There are so many different kinds of cities. Some there are a lot of mega cities now, right? Cities with 1%, 1 million population and above, right? There are hundreds of them now. They're growing very fast. Right? But the majority of cities are secondary and tertiary cities that are small, right?
With less resources than those
with
big
less resources,
mega cities,
yeah. Financial resources and the technical resources, the human resources. And so what we're trying to do is really to work together, because we cannot pretend we know all the solutions to the problems cities face, right? But we have experience, you know, from different countries that we can source, right? So we can use our network for the smaller cities, medium-level cities, to learn from each other, right? And there are a lot of networks of cities in the world that exist among mayors, among city officials, and so forth. So we can, you know, make use of these networks to impart knowledge so that successful solutions in one place can be replicated elsewhere. So we can do a lot to support this kind of, you know, knowledge, you know, replication.
Can you give me any kind of concrete examples of cities where you are already lending a hand?
So we have examples in Freetown in Sierra Leone and in Da Nang, you know, in Vietnam, for example. These are relatively sizable cities. Both of them face serious problems with solid waste management, right? In Da Nang, Vietnam, for example, the landfill is full 20 years ahead of the plan. So, but this is not a simple, just, you know, a waste issue. It has to do with the economy, right, with the consumption patterns, with how, you know, we plan our economy, you know, so that it becomes more circular, for example, right? And it has to do with a lot of consequences of this, the health issues, for example, right? And the different, you know, transportation system designs, you know, that help reduce, you know, consumption of, you know, energy, and so it's very complex, right? And also the impact of climate also is a problem, because one of the issues that cities like Da Nang, you know, face, right, along coastal areas, is the impact of climate change, right? By 2030, some estimates say that 800 million people. Who live in coastal cities will be impacted by flooding, right?
And that's a
Because sea level rise.
You know, amount,
yeah. It's a huge amount of people, right? So what we're trying to now work with these governments is really we work together to think through these questions, okay? Then come up with a systematic approach with short-term measures that we can take, right? And so there are many things that we're doing. For example, with some secondary cities, we're working on municipal financing to help governments to raise funds, right, to invest in sustainable infrastructure so that we build a so-called sustainable, inclusive, and resilient cities. You know, so that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Now, the 10th World Urban Forum is coming up. I believe that you'll be there.
Yes.
What's at stake for this forum?
The stake, we stated earlier, is significant because of the rapid pace of urbanization, right? Because of the compounded impact as a result of these mega trends, technology, you know, climate, and biodiversity loss, you know, that also affect, you know, food systems, food supplies to cities, and so the multiple, you know, challenges that cities will face, right? And also the population dynamics that are also changing because you have a rapid movement of rural population into urban centers that creates its own problems of skills, education, right? And the exacerbated inequality if not addressed well, right? And you also have challenges of really migration, for example, right? And the challenge of preventing, you know, violent extremism, right? Because of, you know, dissatisfaction among citizens about, you know, the service level they receive from the governments and so on. So these are really all at stake, right? So in a way, the achievement of sustainable development goals by 2030 depends a lot on cities. Even climate actions, right? The increased ambition of so-called, you know, nationally determined contributions to Paris climate change goals, a lot depend on cities because cities consume 80% of the energy.
Are you confident that cities will rise to this challenge?
I think everybody recognizes that we're in this together, right? And if cities don't achieve the SDGs, you know, I think the world will not achieve the SDGs. So the World Urban Forum is a place for cities, you know, for partners, right? The international organization like the UN to work together, right? And to make sure that the knowledges that are available to solve some of the problems are widely shared, right? So that they can be replicated. And we also raise awareness among all, you know, partners, right, to work together to really deal with the kind of significant challenges we face today.
I mean, it seems that there are grounds for hope. It seems that cities are acting, you know, positively, even if only out of self-interest.
Yes, there are a lot of positive examples. Smart city technologies are not the domain of developed countries anymore, right? We see a lot of developing countries are capitalizing on the technologies that are offering to the governments in terms of service delivery. We have a lot of examples where city governments are using satellite-based technology to optimize public transportation, for example, right? So these solutions are within our reach, you know, we just need to work together.